We're going to go live once again to a voice we spoke with yesterday, a reporter who needs to remain anonymous from inside the Syrian capital of Damascus. First of all, good morning. And what's the latest today as far as you can tell from Damascus? And even Damascus is in a bit of a bubble because the main action seems to be in Homs this morning.
Well, indeed. Good morning. The main situation seems to be that since about 5 o'clock this morning, there has been apparent shelling in the Bab Amrul district of Homs. And Homs is a very, very strategically important city in Syria. And it would seem that the government is trying to restrict the protests to Homs, ensuring that it doesn't spread north to Aleppo or south to Damascus.
And what about these reports that we're getting of 10,000 protesters possibly detained in just the past several days? Is there any way to know? I know you were sketchy about numbers yesterday, but is that roughly where you think things are headed?
Well, I mean, I know that there was a figure being bandied around the other day of 9,000 across sort of the period since March. And that seems like a fairly likely number. There are a lot of detentions being sort of enacted by the government. They are releasing people as well, but those people are reporting, you know, fairly systematic psychological and physical torture, to put a better word on it, within the sort of the period of their detention.
Under groundworks or ground rules of anonymity, we're speaking with a voice of a journalist working in Damascus live on The Takeaway this morning. Before we go, here's a question that occurred to me yesterday when we were speaking to you. You were talking so much about fear that people have of the brutality of the regime, Bashar Assad. But you're also talking about the determination that people have to keep this going. What, in your view, based on all the people that you've spoken with, is the difference between someone who's terrified and is going to just hunker down and hope that peace returns and someone who's determined to go out into the streets? Is it a socioeconomic difference? Is it they've lost some loved one in the uprising? What is the difference between someone who's fearful and someone who's determined?
Well, of course, I mean, I think every protester is incredibly fearful as well as being determined. But I think the difference is, yes, it dissects across economic lines. But really, I think in these last weeks, part of the big factor that is fueling this is a sense that the government has lost a sense of legitimacy through turning, you know, its tanks and its heavy artillery and now, you know, and live arms on its protesters, that this is not something that a legitimate government should be doing. So this is definitely fueling. It's the government's incredibly disproportionate and violent crackdown that is fueling the protesters and making them more determined.
All right.
But yes, it breaks down across all other types of barriers, but that is an important factor.
All right, live from Damascus, journalist working in the Syrian capital, one of the very few who spoke with us on condition of anonymity, live from the Syrian capital. Thanks so much.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.